Hello.
Hi, good afternoon. May I please speak to Tamika?
This is she.
Hi, Tamika. This is Monica calling from Family First Care.
Hi.
I was reaching out to you to see if you wanted to go into the office to get your requirements completed.
So we had some delays because you guys never sent the remainder of the paperwork to the second caregiver. I forwarded to her for you guys. So we'll end up sending it via the app or whatever. And then I have to get my TB test. So we may have to move pushback start date by a week.
Okay, that's fine. Are you speaking about LaToya Currington?
Yes.
So I had texted her the requirements on the 18th. Is her number not ending in 9412?
823-9512.
Oh, that's where it was. Yeah, because I had texted her and I called her the same day at the number that we have here, and it said that the wireless customer is not available. And then I called again on the 19th for the number that I had here.
Yeah, that's not that's not the number.
So you said 215-823, and what was the last four?
9512.
9512, okay. But she has all the requirements already?
Yeah, I sent them to her today because we were discussing. I asked her, did she send in her ID? She said it didn't ask her to. So we went through which paperwork she had. So I sent her everything that was sent to me. We should be ready to start, not the 29th, but the Monday after the 29th. I'll go get my TB test.
Mm-hmm.
Tomorrow, she already has hers, and we'll send in our IDs.
Okay, perfect. All right, I'm going to send her a text message at this new number that I just got right now so that she knows she can send over the documents to me. And thank you for sending her the requirements. We absolutely have the incorrect number on file, okay?
No, that's fine.
All right, have a good one.
You too.
Thanks. Bye-bye, Tamika.
Bye.